Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
We didn't see this one coming, but another courtroom battle is heating up, and honey, this is going to be a thriller. Legendary music producer Quincy Jones claims that Michael Jackson's estate owes him more than 30 million unpaid royalties in court. That was on Tuesday. The music impresario's attorney said in his opening statement that his client had not been remunerated fairly after the singer's death and causing a surge of interest in the albums he helped create, Off the Wall, Thriller, and Bad. Well, he said he hasn't adjusted as Michael was adjusted, and it was put to court that the 84-year-old received what was owed up until the Prince of Pop died of a drug overdose in 2009. All that was fine, but after that, Jones claims that he was left shortchanged, and especially following the posthumous release of the behind-the-scenes concert documentary, This Is It, which made use of some of the Man in the Mirror original recordings. Now, his lawyer claimed that the film grossed more than $500 million, the estate pocketed $90 million, but Jones was only given a measly license fee of $455,000. Well, you might guess that Jackson's lawyers are claiming that Quincy didn't get paid any of the money that Michael was going to get because Quincy didn't do any of the work. Huh? Mr. Jones is asking for tens of millions of dollars. He just wants it and hopes that we will give it to him. We believe the evidence will show that Mr. Jones is not entitled to anything but a fraction of the money he's after. Whew, Lord, today, what would Michael say about this? And we're so proud of Ariana Grande, who is to become an honorary citizen of Manchester, England. City councillors there are expected to hold a meeting today and award this distinction to the pop singer after her involvement in that hastily put together One Love benefit concert. As you recall, 22 people, including 7 children, died when a suicide bomber detonated a device as concertgoers began leaving her show. And this was on May 22nd. Now, the 23-year-old will be recognized for her efforts in organizing this and actually raising money to help all of these victims. You know what? She certainly deserves it. And I believe Ariana is one of the first people that the city has ever honored like this. So we're very proud of her. And could it be true? Money Mayweather needs more money? Well, he says he has paid the IRS $26 million this year. The undefeated boxer, nicknamed Money, owes $22 million in taxes from 2015, according to a notice on a federal tax lien that was issued by the IRS. Now, this notice said that the balance was unpaid as of March 6th of this year, and it was filed with county officials in Las Vegas. Of course, this has a lot to do with that last Manny Pacquiao fight that, you know, he got a lot of money for. Anyway, the boxer who regularly flaunts his wealth, you know, throwing those $100 bills around, said on social media Monday, his empire is rock solid. The IRS just wants to be a part of the Money May show and believe half of what you see and none of what you hear, especially when it comes to media in this country. And please don't start sounding like Donald Trump, okay? Anyway, while everyone is counting my money and assuming the worst, these are the facts, Uncle Sam. Floyd? You might want to talk to Wesley Snipes and Ron Isley about messing with the IRS, because they ended up with 3 hots and a cot. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN online.